Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Soon he'll be on the job looking at casino proposals. Governor Patrick has chosen the head of the state's new gaming commission. Stephen Crosby is taking a 2-year leave of absence from his position as dean at the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston. He'll chair the influential group with the power to approve 3 casinos in Massachusetts and 1 slot parlor. In a moment, we speak with Steve Crosby, but first, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has this report on his appointment and the reaction to it.
Steve Crosby is 66 years old. He's bald in front with freckles and in back, short gray hair. His fingers drummed nervously on the podium as he stood before the cameras and said he's not much of a gambling man.
I've had an occasional scratch ticket. I've gone with my stepdaughter and family to casinos in Cripple Creek, Colorado. Beyond that, no.
But Steve Crosby will now be the state's chief gambling commissioner, the head of a 5-member body that will make or break casino development plans, has influence over thousands of jobs, and will inevitably change the character of a few select cities and towns in Massachusetts.
My job, and eventually the job of the commission, is first and foremost to maximize the public good and to minimize the unintended consequences.
And Crosby promised to conduct his work as Gaming Commission chair with integrity and transparency. Those were some of the qualities Governor Patrick says he was looking for. Crosby was a businessman before serving in 2 Republican state administrations as Secretary of Administration and Finance. Crosby also served on Patrick's transition team. The Democrat says Crosby is right for the job.
In each of these experiences, I have known him to listen to all views patiently, to call things exactly as he sees them, and to explain his reasoning with care.
The initial reaction to the appointment has been largely positive. Former Democratic Attorney General and casino opponent Scott Harshbarger called Crosby an inspired choice.
Steve has tremendously strong credentials, impressive experience in the public and private sectors. I know as a professional he's smart, tough, and honest.
But others voiced concern.
There's going to be major temptation.
Laura Everett heads the Massachusetts Council of Churches and says corruption is always a danger when a handful of people have so much say over so many dollars. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.